Time now for the AMC Partners Rice Lake Sports Report. Colin Ray allowed just 3 hits and 1 run while working 7 innings for his longest outing in 8 years, leading the Milwaukee Brewers to a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Jackson Churio and Willy Adames went deep for the Brewers. Milwaukee had gone without a homer in their last 5 games. Alejandro Kirk homered for the Blue Jays. The last time Ray had gone 7 innings was on June 7, 2016, when he was pitching for the San Diego Padres in a 4-3 victory over the Atlanta Braves. We have the next matchup between the Brewers and Toronto tonight on AM 1240 and 96.5 FM. Pregame begins at 6:35, with the first pitch right around 7:10. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy is bracing for the likelihood that Robert Gasser won't pitch again this season, as the rookie left-hander prepares to receive a third opinion on his left flexor strain. Murphy was going through his pitching staff's long list of injuries before Monday night's game against Toronto, when he discussed Gasser along with Brandon Woodruff and Wade Miley. Woodruff and Miley already have been ruled out for the season. Murphy said it would probably be safe to say those three are out for the year. This afternoon, the Cumberland Beavers boys baseball team is heading to state. They're taking on Aquinas at 4:15 for a pregame with a 5 o'clock first pitch on 96.1 FM. Royce Lewis homered in the 8th inning to break open the game, and Chris Paddock bounced back from a rough outing with a sharp performance to lift the Minnesota Twins to a 5-0 victory over the Colorado Rockies on Monday night. Christian Vasquez, Carlos Correa, and Trevor Larnach each drove in a run for the Twins, who have run 2 in a row after dropping 5 straight games. Rockies right-hander Dakota Hudson took the loss despite allowing just 4 hits and 6 2/3 innings. One of the 2 runs he allowed was unearned. Evan Rodriguez had 2 goals in the 3rd period. Nico Mikkola and Aaron Ekblad also scored, and the Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-1 to take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 18 shots for Florida, which was 1-8 all-time in Cup Final games before this series started, and now is 2 wins away from capturing its first championship. But the win came with a price for Florida as the Panthers lost captain Alexander Barkov when Edmonton forward Leon Draisaitl launched toward him midway through the 3rd period and hit him in the head. Matthias Ekholm scored and Stuart Skinner stopped 25 shots for the Oilers, who now have to buck some serious history. And Connecticut's Dan Hurley has turned down an offer to take over as coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, ESPN reports. This has been the AMC Partners Rice Lake Sports Report.